Hi, the special dish called Yan Du Xian.
不知道的人去问善丰，
And if you don't know what it is, you better ask Sen Feng.
或者你会想到道地的四川夫妻肺片。
Or you will figure out from the
啊，你看，
Sichuan's the special dish called Fuji
马上就有人回想，对不对？
肺片. And people started to have think about those dishes.
中国人的吃，环视宇内。
The culinary arts of China. It's really very famous and very particular.
傲视全球，
It's really no comparison.
吃这件事对中国人来讲，不仅是三餐当中非常重要的事。
The eating and food is really not only they are important for all the three meals.
中国的节庆更是用吃来反映。
Especially the type of food reflect how we celebrate festival as well.
中国新年我们吃年糕、
As you
吃
know.
鱼、吃饺子、吃腊肉，我看他怎么翻译。
As the New Year comes in, we have this special New Year cakes or pastry, special fish and dumplings and all kinds of specially prepared seasoned meat.
不错
Everything
吧，我们
special.
的翻译
And
不错
so you know
吧
about it.
？OK，正月十五吃元宵。
And the 15th of the January, you will see this special what do you call that? 元宵 yeah, 元宵 good.
中秋节吃月饼、柚子。
And then in the autumn festival, you have the moon cake and I don't know how to say yolk, but fruits, special fruits.
端午节吃粽子。
And then you will in the special festival. Anyway, you got special thing you got to celebrate.
腊月初八吃腊八粥。
And then on December 8th, you will eat this special porridge. It's called 腊八粥，腊八 porridge.
我不能再讲了，再讲大家口水要流好几斤。
And then I cannot continue with that, and your mouth will start watering for all this good dish.
我告诉各位，这些是很重要的，你们一定要记起来。
I want to emphasize this is rather important.
为什么呢？
For what reason?
因为这些都是我爱吃的。
Because these are the things that I really like to eat.
圣经当中也有对吃的记载，而且是对晚餐的记载。
Bible also have some recording about the supper, and the thing they eat over the supper.
我相信大家最有感觉的就是逾越节的晚餐。
I think people probably have a lot of knowing that it's the dinner over the Passover.
那不仅是以色列人出埃及所吃的那顿晚餐，
Not only is the supper they ate before they leave Egypt.
更是耶稣上十字架之前跟门徒吃的最后一餐。
It's also the last supper that Jesus eat with the disciple before he was crucified.
更是我们今天圣餐的由来。
It's also the reason for the communion today.
弟兄姐妹，我今天的题目是谁来晚餐？
The title of my sermon today is Who's Coming Over the Dinner Banquet?
历史上最早来吃逾越节晚餐的是什么人呢？
Who came for the very first time for this Passover dinner?
刚刚在大家读的经文里面，第三节就提到了，第三节就提
It
到了。
was mentioned on the verses three on the passage we just read.
神要摩西亚伦吩咐以色列全会众。
God want Moses and Aaron to command the Israelites.
这些人就是第一批吃逾越节晚餐的人。
The whole Israel is the people that eat the first Passover dinner.
这些人在埃及是做奴隶的，是受人控制的，是没有地位的人。
They Israel has been slavery for years, and they've been controlled by people over there, and they really no actual prominent social status at all in Egypt.
而这些人也是神要拯救的人。
It's also the group of people that God want to rescue and save.
所以，当神要这些人吃晚餐，
So when God asks these people come for dinner,
大家可以想象得到，这一顿晚餐跟平常的晚餐是不一样。
Then you can all imagine this dinner got to be different than the regular dinner they've been eating.
我们今天就来看这一顿晚餐到底有什么不一样。
And let's kind of look it over. What is so special about this dinner?
最大的不同在12到14节。
The major significant difference is recorded in verses 12.
12节这里说，因为。
On verses 12, it says, because.
请留意因为这两个字。
We need to pay attention on this because the word.
神在第一到第十一节规定了很多关于这一顿晚餐的事情。
God has recorded a lot of rules about this supper.
而这些规定的原因或是理由在十二到十四节。
And the reason why those are so many different rules for that supper is recorded from verses chapter 12 to 14.
十二到十四节怎么说呢？
What is the recording from 12 to 14?
神要击杀在埃及那里投生的牲畜跟人。
God says, I will pass through the Egypt and strike down every firstborn.
谁没有在门上涂羔羊的血？
I will bring judgment on all gods of Egypt and I will for all the dog who doesn't have the blood of lamb.
神就要击杀那一家投生的。
And the God will strike down the firstborn for that household.
所以各位，你看见这不是一场普通的晚餐。
So as you would imagine, this is not a regular dinner banquet.
这一顿晚餐着重的是人跟神的关系。
The emphasis for the dinner is on the relationship between human being and God.
不是一个铺张的场面。
This is not a magnificent social event.
或是讲究美味的佳肴
or some kind of delicate meals.
这一顿晚餐是一个属灵的盛宴。
This special supper is a special spiritual banquet.
神要透过这顿晚餐预备他的百姓离开埃及。
Through this special spiritual banquet, God want to prepare these people to leave Egypt.
神要他的百姓从埃及的奴隶。
God wanted Israel to from being in slavery in Egypt,
成为神亲自带领和护庇的百姓
become a people that was led by God and protected by God.
把一个原本活在世界里的奴隶
from being a slave in the world of Egypt,
变成在神面前尊贵的儿女
and become the precious children of God.
这是神将以色列人分别出来
，So God set apart Israel from Egypt，
让他们得救赎的晚餐
，So they receive the salvation。
也就是说，神借着这一顿逾越节的晚餐
，In other words, from this special feast of Passover dinner，
他们要神要提醒以色列人
，God want to remind Israelites that。
他们是特别蒙神救赎的一群人。
They are a group of people specially chosen to be saved by God.
其实各位弟兄姐妹
，So in as a matter of fact, brothers and sisters,
你我也是吃这顿晚餐的
人。Both you and I are also eating having this supper as well.
我相信大家很清楚。
Well, I believe everybody is pretty familiar with
神的儿子耶稣基督亲身背负了我们的罪。
Son of God, Jesus Christ, has carried all our sins.
成为那一只无罪的羊羔
Become the blemished lamb.
死在十字架上
Die on the cross.
让我们不再做世界的奴仆
So we're not being a slave anymore for this world.
而成为神国的儿女
And become the children of kingdoms of God.
我们跟那些当时在埃及吃逾越节晚餐的人是一样的。
We are the same as Israelite that was eating the last Passover supper back in Egypt time, the time of Egypt.
不过，以色列人蒙上帝的救赎出了埃及。
When after Israel received salvation from the God,
却在旷野里流浪了四十年。
But they are wandering in the field for almost 40 years.
而且当时出埃及的人
And one other fact is when all the people that left Egypt back then,
可以说百分之百都死在旷野
Almost all of them die in the desert.
除了两个人以外
Except two of them.
为什么会这样
Why so?
这些人不是神所爱的
Are those people loved by God?
不是神刻意去救赎的吗
？Are those people being chosen for God to save？
为什么落得这样的下场
？Why would end up such a consequence？
这对我们又有什么提醒
？What kind of reminding will be to us？
我们今天就要来看看
，Let us examine this。
这些提醒是什么
What type of reminder can we have from this event?
在第二节, 神告诉摩西亚伦说,
On the second verse, God tell Aaron and Moses,
要以本月为正月,
This month will be the first month of the year.
作为一年的开始,
so it will be the beginning month of the year.
在当时埃及有埃及的历法,
and back then, Egypt has their own calendar.
照埃及人的历法,
according to the calendar in Egypt,
每年的第一个月是在秋天,
the first year of the first month of the year is in autumn.
对照于现在的话,
according compared to the calendar we have nowadays,
就是9月或者10月,
it will be roughly September or October.
差不多就是我们现在的日子,
and just about right now, that will be the first month of Egypt.
这个时候是埃及的新年,
this is the new year for people in Egypt.
可是神告诉以色列人, but, 你不要管过去埃及是几月,
but God told Egypt, don't worry about what month they've been counting in Egypt.
现在你们要以这一个月作为正月,
but from now on, this month is the first month of the year.
各位你读到这里会不会很好奇,
I'm wondering whether it becomes curious about this.
上帝为什么要这样规定?
Why would God command this?
神要救以色列人出埃及跟几月有关系吗?
What does it matter to do with the months with the God's plan to save Israelites?
难道上帝只在2月救人,不在10月救人吗?
Would you wonder that God only saved people in the months of February?
4月可以救,7月不可以救吗?
They can only save people in April, but not in July.
如果神要救人, 他不会管现在是第几个月, 对不对?
If God is destined to save people, I would say it doesn't matter what month it will be.
可是神却吩咐以色列人, 你要把这个月当作正月。
But God gave them the rule, this month is the first month of the year.
作为一年的开始,
为什么? As the beginning of the year, why so?
各位弟兄姐妹, 神不是按着月份去救人。
Brother and sister, God doesn't save people according to the time or seasons.
而是要以色列人记得神的救赎,
the reason
忘掉从前,
the reason that God wants to do that is God wants them to remember his salvation and forget about the past.
以色列人在埃及住了400多年。
Israelite, as you know, has been a slave in Egypt for 400 some years.
他们已经受到埃及许多文化的熏陶。
They have been influenced by a lot of culture in Egypt.
他们的生活已经跟埃及的文化息息相关。
Their lifestyle it has been greatly influenced by the lifestyle in Egypt, almost just like Egyptian.
因为他们是奴隶。
Because they are slaveries.
他们必须跟着埃及主人的生活过日子。
So they need to live according to the lifestyle of their their master.
所以上帝要他们做的第一件事,
so the first thing that God wants them to do is,
是让他们忘掉埃及的律法,
is to forget about the laws in Egypt.
其实就是要他们把过去跟现在分别开,
in reality, set apart the past to present.
他们有一个新的开始,
so they have the brand, grand beginning.
以前是以前, 现在是现在,
the past is over, now is the beginning.
以前是依照埃及人的规律去过日子,
they lived in the past according to the rules and regulation in Egypt.
然而从现在开始, 他们要跟着神的规律去过日子。
But from today on, they're going to live their lifestyle according to God's law.
这是我们从这一段经文看见的第一件事。
And this is the first thing we're going to learn from this verse.
分别过去,
set apart the past.
今天的周报上有我的讲道大纲,
there's outline on the bulletin today.
各位应该把它写下来,
you should write it down, the missing word over there.
我们常说一个人信主之后就是一个新造的人,
we always say when people believe in God, he is a new creation.
他有一个新的开始,
he has the new beginning.
他有一个新的生命,
he has the new life.
其实这个人的相貌、体型、年龄都没有改变。
You know, the way he looks, his figure has not changed at all.
他怎么会是一个新的人?
How can that person be a new creation?
你从什么地方看出来这个人是新的呢?
How would you tell that person is a new creation?
各位弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这个人的生活应该是新的。
the life that person lead on has to be brand new.
信主以前是以世界的事作为中心。
Before they believe in God, it's everything. What matters is the worldly matters.
以自己为主要中心。
Everything's all self-centered.
我们都是依着世界的潮流去做。
We live according to the current in this world.
信主以后，
After you believe in God,
一个人的生活应该是以神为中心。
Then a Christian's life should be focused and centered. In Lord,
以基督的心为心。
Our heart, our attitude will be just the attitude the same as Jesus Christ.
应该是顺着神的心意过我们每一天的日子。
We need to live the daily life according to God's will.
神告诉我们彼此相爱。
God commands us to love one another.
我们就应该常常彼此关怀，彼此照顾。
We should care one another and love one another.
神要我们热心的来服侍神。
When God commands us to serve Lord in passion,
我们就应该按着自己的恩赐服侍上帝。
Then we should serve the Lord according to the gift we receive from Lord.
服侍弟兄姐妹。
Serving brothers and sisters.
服侍有需要的人。
Serving the people who in need.
神要我们亲近他。
When God wants us to be close to Him.
要我们到他前面来倾心吐意。
So we can come out to him and get everything off our chest.
我们就应该好好跟他祷告。
Then we need to really pay attention how to pray to him.
弟兄姐妹，这是以神为中心的生活。
This is the life that's centered on God.
这是一个新的人应该过的生活。
This is a life that a new person should lead.
可是各位弟兄姐妹，我觉得很多的时候我们没有做到。
As a matter of fact, a lot of time we didn't do it quite right.
包括我自己在内。
Including myself.
我们还没有真正的把过去放下来。
We have not set down and set apart our past.
我们仍然会受到以前的影响。
We're still being influenced by our past experience.
我们仍然习惯过去的生活。
We still live according to our past custom.
各位记不记得？
Brother and sister, I've been wondering whether you remember.
以色列人出埃及，在旷野做金牛犊。
You remember that Israelite was creating a golden calf in the wilderness.
他们为什么会做金牛犊？
Why would they do that?
因为他们还没有放下过去在埃及的生活。
Because they have not set apart the lifestyle in Egypt.
他们以前习惯这样。现在还是这样。
They are still customized to the lifestyle in the past.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，当我们看到这段经文的时候
，So brother and sister, when we reflect upon this passage,
留心反省一下我们的生活。
We need to reflect upon our own lifestyle.
到底我跟信主之前有多大的差别
？Is there a big difference between, myself now in the past.
我们是不是真的像保罗说的
？Are we like what Paul would say?
只是我先前以为与我有益的。
Everything that was beneficial to me in the past.
我现在因基督都当作有损的。
No, because of Christ, everything is not beneficial.
我们是不是已经把过去跟现在分别开来
？Have we set apart?The past and starting a new life,
过着一个新的生活
beginning a new life.
神接着在第三节的后段到第十节
and continue on. God continues say, from verses the second half to verses 3 to 10.
规定以色列人要怎么样来预备这一顿饭
and command the Israelites how to prepare this special meal.
他告诉以色列人这一顿饭的主菜。是一岁以下的公羊羔。
The main course of this feast is a male lamb that's less than 1 year old.
而且没有瑕疵。
And no blemish.
可是你不是随随便便的吃。
You don't eat it in a random casual way.
你要按着家庭，按着饭量计算好。
You need to eat it according to the number of your household.
不是想杀几只就杀几只。
You don't sacrifice the lambs according to your will.
是有定量的。
But there is a limitation in the quantity.
也不是随便什么时候杀都可以。
And you don't sacrifice the lamb at any time.
神规定在第十四天的时候，黄昏才可以杀这只
Has the twilight on the 14th day.
还有，这一只羊要怎么煮、怎么吃，连剩下的要怎么处理？
In addition, how this lamb had to be prepared and what are the remaining, how are they going to deal with the remaining? There's all very detailed rules.
神都有规定。
There's a detailed rule for those.
各位弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
预备饭菜。
Preparation of the food or a dish
应该是一件很自由的事，
should
对不
be
对？
something that we can all do on our own.
你想吃什么就去预备什么。
If you like to eat something, you should have a way to prepare your own food the way you want it.
你想吃牛
，if you want to eat beef,
就去做一道红烧牛腩。
then you can cook something a special a beef stew.
你想吃鱼
，if you like to eat fish,
就做一条清蒸龙利。
then you can do a steamed fish.
又有人在流口水了。
And I see some people start thinking about a good meal that I'm talking about now.
你想吃什么就吃什么，对不对
？Whatever you want to eat, you should be able to prepare something for to eat.
你什么时候吃，你怎么吃都随你。
And you can determine the way you want to eat, the time you want to eat.
你想吃红烧的，想吃清蒸的，随便你。
Whatever way you want to cook, you can do it. You can decide it on your own.
你想吃多少分量？随便你。
An amount of the food is really depending on yourself.
你想吃什么部位，随便你。
And what kind of part you want to eat it's also determined by you too.
只要你跟那个负责烹调的人关系不错。
As long as you have a very good relationship with the cooker.
你都可以吃到你想吃的。
Then you definitely will eat the things that you want to eat.
可是这顿饭却不一样。
But this Passover meal is so different.
神把这些事情都规定得清清楚楚。
God has ruled all the detail, everything in detail.
他不是让人随着自己的意思去做。
You don't cook your meals according to your will.
换句话说
，In other words,
人不要随自己的意思去预备这一顿饭。
God doesn't want people's will, to prepare this special meal.
神要人依照他的方式去预备这一顿饭。
God wants Israelites to prepare this.Meal in His way.
神要人照他的意思去做。
God wants them to follow His will.
神要在这一件事情上教导以色列人一件事。
God wants to teach Israelites one lesson.
顺服。
Submission.
顺服。
Submission.
神如果要带以色列人出埃及
，If God wants to save the people, lead them out of Egypt.
最重要的。就是人能够顺服神。
The most important thing is submission to God.
人如果不能顺服神
if people cannot yield to God,
神不管为你做了多少事情
，whatever how many different things that God has been doing for you,
都是枉然。
Everything is worthless.
人得救是因为耶稣为我们上了十字架。
The reason we've been saved is because the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross.
可是许多人不是顺服的接受救恩。
But a lot of people receiving the salvation is not, eating their will.
再大的救恩对他们也是枉然。
If you don't yield your will, and the salvation doesn't mean anything to you.
伊甸园多好。
The Garden of Eden is such a beautiful place.
人如果能一直住在伊甸园多好。
Would you wonder if you can live in Garden of Eden? Would that be wonderful?
神为人预备的伊甸园多好。
The Garden of Eden is such a wonderful place that God prepared for humankind.
牛奶与蜜之地多好。
The promised land of with milk and honey was such a great place too.
以色列人却要花四十年。才进得去。
But Israelite has to spend 40 some years before they can enter this promised land.
为什么？
Why so?
因为人的悖逆，不顺服神，只能在旷野流浪。
Because the rebellion of human people, they result into the wandering in the wilderness.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们从这里学的第二件事。
So second lesson we learn from this passage.
就是分别自己。
Set apart yourself.
自己会写吗
？Do you know how to write in Chinese yourself?
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and
既然
sisters,
我们说自己是属神的，
if we believe ours, we belong to God,
我们就应当懂得分别自己，
then you need to know how to set apart yourself out of the world,
让自己全然属神，
consecrate yourself to make yourself belong to God,
凡事都听从神的旨意，
everything you do should do according to God's will.
不是让自己做主，
so you will not become a lord of yourself,
而是让神做主。
Our God will become the lord of yourself.
神要我们怎么做，我们就怎么做。
Whatever God commands us to do, we'll do.
不要让自己的意思高过神的意思。
So your willing is not surpassing God's sovereignty will.
耶稣基督在客西马尼园的祷告是。
Jesus Christ has a prayer in Gethsemane.
父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。
God, if this is possible, may this cup be taken from me.
然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Yet not as I will, but as you will.
他把他自己的生命交给神。
He had given his own life to God.
让神照着神自己的意思去用他的身体，
so、God,
用他的生命。
God will use Jesus according to God's will.
神没有照自己的意思去躲避十字架的刑罚。
Jesus Christ didn't avoid the sacrifice on the cross according to his will.
他把自己分别出来归给神。
He gave himself up to the Lord.
我们今天是不是像耶稣一样？
Can we also model Jesus Christ?
把自己的生命交给神。
Give up our life to the Lord.
让他来掌管我们的一切。
So he can be Lord of everything we do.
不仅如此。
Not only the two lessons we learned.
神在第十一节。
On verses 11.
告诉以色列人要怎么吃这一只羊。
He told Israel how to eat the lamb.
十一节神说。腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃。
According to verses 11, it says, "This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste."
这更与我们吃晚餐的方法完全不同。
This is so different than how we will eat our dinner banquet.
一般人吃饭都很轻松。
Every time we eat our dinner, we'll like to relax.
穿着尽量轻便的衣服。
You'll wear some casual dressing.
放下手中的事。
And you're not going to have anything, something you want to do. You want to focus on eating.
很轻松，很悠闲的吃。
And just eat and consume your food, casually.
中国也有句话，或者我来的地方有一句话。
There's a saying in from the place that I was born.
吃饭比皇帝还大。
When you're eating meal, this is a meal as such as an emperor going to consume the meal. Very, very important.
表示那个时候我什么都不做。
In other words, I'm not going to do anything besides eating the meal.
可是这里却不一样。
But over here in this Passover dinner is so different.
腰间要束上带子
，tuck your cloak into your belt。
这是表示你随时要行动。
That means you are in a travel attire。
因为以色列人以前的衣服很宽大
，because their cloaks is so loose。
如果不用带子绑起来，行动就不方便。
If they don't tuck the cloak with the belt, then they cannot move very freely。
束上带子。就是一种警醒的表示。
When they tuck their claws into the belt, it means they are ready to move and take action.
脚上穿鞋也是同样的意思。
In the same meaning, when they put on sandals on their feet, they are ready to move.
而且手上要拿着杖。
They have a hold the staff on their hands.
你吃的时候还不能用两个手。
You cannot use both hands to eat.
杖是拿来走路用的。
The staff is to assist you to walk.
同样表示你要准备行动。
That also is another saying that they are ready to move and take action.
吃的时候，神没有叫你细嚼慢咽。
They didn't ask you to eat the food slowly.
神叫你赶紧的吃，
God、
狼吞虎咽。
God wants you to eat in haste.
很快速的吃
，and eat very quickly, very quickly.
好像你什么事都快来不及了一样。
It's like you're trying to meet some deadlines.
已经火烧眉毛了。
And fire is on your eyebrows already.
连吃饭的时间都没
有。And there's really no time to eat.
各位弟兄姐妹，
Brother and sister,
神要以色列人从这个时候开始。
So God wants Israel to do the following from now on.
就要分别警醒。
They need to set apart and be on alert at all times.
常常预备好自己。走在神的路上。
Continue to prepare yourself so you can walk on the path of God.
时时提醒自己。
Continue to alert yourself.
自己已经是蒙神拯救的人。
We are the saved people.
不再是个活在过去、活在老我里面的人。
We shouldn't be a person that continue live in the past.
我们应该时常提醒自己。
We need to continue to remind ourselves.
有位大能的神。拯救了我们。
There's a mighty God who has saved us from slaves.
他还要带领我们走未来的路。
And he will continue to lead us the path in the future.
我们要紧紧地跟着。
We need to follow up with him closely.
所以我们要时时警醒，活在他的面前。
So we need to be on alert any moment to live lively in front of God.
生命记八章
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
摩西写了这一段话。
Moses had recording the following verses.
他说你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都增加，你的心，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神。
Deuteronomy chapter 8:11-14. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, his decrees that I'm giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied. Then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, you who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
最后一句话说，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的神。
The God who brought you out of Egypt.Out of the land of slavery.
这是摩西在以色列人进迦南以前提醒以色列人的话。
This is a word that Moses reminded Israel before they entered the land of Canaan.
他告诉以色列人，神救你们出埃及之后，会领你们到一个富足的地方。
Moses told the Israelites that after they saved people from out of Egypt, they will lead them into the land of Canaan.
在那里你吃得饱，住得好。
Over there, you can live luxuriously and to be able plenty of food for you.
越来越有钱，比在埃及好多了。
And then we'll definitely live a lifestyle much, much better than Egypt.
但是人却因此心高气傲，忘记了神。
But because of that, men become proud and forget about the Lord.
很不幸的，摩西的提醒并没有阻止以色列人后来的堕落。
This reminder has not prevent Israelite falling.
今天有些基督徒
，Nowadays a lot of Christians
也同样陷在这个光景里面。
We all have a trap in such situations.
有一个人
，There's a brother,
在30岁以前
，Before he was age 30,
他非常热心的服侍主。
He was serving the Lord fervently.
在那个交通非常不方便的时代
，in the time that when the traffic is not so easy,
他可以骑着脚踏车骑2-3个钟头去带一个团契。
He was able to leave a fellowship meeting by biking almost 2 hours.
神赐福他，让他在能力、在智慧上都非常的充足。
God has blessing. He has the wisdom and has the ability to serve in that capacity.
他是一位非常杰出优秀的音乐家。
He's a very excellent musician.
然而，他越来越被 今世所缠累。
But then he was entangled by the fortune that he's getting.
他花了很多时间去追求他的事业。
He spent a lot of time to pursue his own career and success.
他到了一个非常高成就的地方。
He was able to reach a high level of success in his career.
成为一个很有名的人。
And he's a very famous physician or person.
记得吗？上帝要人吃得饱，住得好，金银也增加。
God has always promised that we have provision of all kinds.
然而他三十岁以后就再也不进教会。
But after he reached 30 years old, he had never entered the sanctuary.
一直到他59岁发现自己得了癌症。
Well, when he was age of 50, find out he has
59,
he has cancer.
他在神面前痛哭流涕的忏悔。
He was crying out loud and repent before the Lord.
求神医治。
And prayed the Lord to heal him.
上帝听了他的祷告。
God had listened to his prayer.
让他的癌症在他身上清除得干干净净。
So the cancer in his body is completely disappeared.
所以他又回到教会。
So he returned to church.
用他的音乐专长服侍教会，服侍弟兄姐妹。
He was serving the church and minister based on his musical talents.
但是光景只有两个月。
But it only lasts for 2 months.
两个月之后，他又被世界抓回去。
And then he was being taken as a slavery in the world again after 2 months.
半年之后，他去世了。
And after 6 months, he died.
弟兄姐妹，摩西的那一段话，你要深深的记住。
Brother and sister, we all need to be reminding that last words that Moses said to Israelites.
不要在我们富足的时候忘记神。
Don't forget about Lord when we have everything we want, we need.
我们要时时刻刻对罪、对世界、对自己常常警醒。
We need to continue to be on alert about this worldly matter, ourselves and our sins.
提醒自己，我们是因为神而活着。
We need to remind ourselves we live because of God.
我们也要为神而活。
And then we need to live for God.
所以第三件事，请大家分别警醒。
So the third thing is set apart and being on alert.
从这个世界的生活当中分别出来。
Set apart from the lifestyle of this world.
警醒地活在神的面前。
And live before the Lord.
最后神告诉以色列人要纪念这个日子。
And a lot of things that God said to Israel is to commemorate this special day.
在第十四节。
It's recorded on verse 14.
怎么纪念呢？
How would they commemorate this special day?
就是吃逾越节的晚餐。
Is to eat the Passover dinner.
所以以色列人就吃吃喝喝。
And they eat and celebrate and feast on that special day.
世世代代相传。
From generation to generation.
单单只是吃顿饭。
If only eating a meal.
这样的吃喝只是满足了肚腹。
That will only satisfy your need.
却没有达到纪念神救赎。
It doesn't fulfill the commemoration of God's salvation.
让我们为神而活的意义。
It doesn't fulfill the meaning that we live for God.
到了新约。
When we enter in the New Testament.
耶稣和门徒们吃逾越节晚餐的时候。
When Jesus was eating, they're eating the Passover dinner together with the disciple.
告诉门徒说，这个饼是我的身体。
Jesus told the disciple, "This bread is my body."
为你们舍的。
This was given up for you.
这个杯里面是用他的血所立的新约。
And this cup is the covenant established with my blood.
人要吃喝他的身体。
We are eating and drinking his body and blood.
最后，耶稣说。
And the very last thing Jesus said.
你们如此行，为的是。纪念我。
You do this in remembrance of me.
他要人在吃喝他的身体的时候，同样要纪念他。
He want us to commemorate, remember him when we partaking the cups,
弟兄
the
姐
bread.
妹，同样的。
Brother and sister, in the same token,
你要纪念耶稣基督。
we need to commemorate Jesus Christ.
不是到教会来守圣餐。
It's not only we commemorate Jesus Christ, not only in the event of communion.
那只是一个仪式。
This is just a special ceremony.
提醒你耶稣为你做的。
I need to remind you what Jesus Christ has done for you.
但是真正的纪念后面是有行动的。
But the real commemoration carry a real actions.
真正的纪念主是当我们想到他为我们所做的事情的时候。
The real commemoration is to reflect upon the things that he has done for us.
我们能够有回应。
And that we have a responding action.
以实际的行动去回应耶稣的爱跟舍己。
Respond his sacrifice for us, his love in real action.
所以吃喝不是最重要的。
So eating and drinking is not the are not the very important things.
你要分别开来。
You need to set things apart.
吃上帝的宴席。
Feast on the heavenly meal from the Lord.
跟吃一般的宴席是不一样的。
It's different than having a feast in this world.
吃上帝的宴席是要你用实际的行动去纪念上帝的一切。
When you have a feast on the heavenly meal, we need to remember the Lord and do things according to His will.
吃上帝的圣宴是要用实际的行动回应神在我们身上的恩典。
Now we when feast the meal from the Lord, we need to do things respond to His love and His sacrifice.
所以最后，请大家写分别吃喝。
So the last thing I want you to do is set apart eating and drinking.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们今天从这段经文
，Brother and sister, from the passage we studied today,
看见神对人的心意。
We're able to understand God's will.
他希望我们跟过去有分别。
He had a vision that we can set apart.
不再以自我为中心。
So we're no longer centered among ourselves.
常常警醒地活在神的面前。
Continue to be on alert and live. Before him,
用实际的行动去纪念神在我们身上的恩典
，and commemorate God's salvation with the real activities.
基督徒的生活
，a Christian life,
不是随随便便的过
，it's not a randomly chosen life,
而是要养成好的属灵的习惯
，but rather should have a very good spiritual rules,
让我们借着这些属灵的习惯
，that we have some spiritual ritual we can follow,
天天紧紧的跟随主
，so we can follow God on a daily basis, every day.
让我们每天的生活
，so our daily life,
是跟过去不一样的
，is different than the days from the past.
是听从神旨意的
，so we can follow His will.
是警醒在神面前的
，and continue to be on alert before Him.
是实际。回应神的
，and having the real activity to respond to him.
下面是最重要的事
，and the very two important things I want to remind you.
我建议大家做到两件事情。
I'd like to remind you two things that are very important.
帮助我们养成属灵的习惯。
So we can have a spiritual habits.
这两件事情你一定要写下来。
And two things you definitely need to write it down.
第一个
，the first thing，
每天花30分钟默想神的话。
30 minutes of meditation of God's words。
这的确是老生常谈。
This is plain and simple。
从你信主的第一天开始
，after you become Christian for the very first day，
牧师或者传道人就告诉你要灵修。
Pastor and ministers always tell us that we need to have our devotion。
要祷告。
Need to pray。
要默想。
And then you need to meditate on God's words.
听了实在厌烦了。
And then it becomes so boring and become a slogan.
但是我请问大家，有没有做到
I, like to ask you, have you actually done it?
当我们在世间忙碌的时候
，When we are busy in the things at hand，
你有没有花30分钟好好的到神面前
？Have you set apart 30 minutes to come before the Lord？
就像是我们知道吃饭前要洗手
，Just like a custom we have before we go to a feast, we want to wash our hands。
我们有没有做到呢
？Do we actually do it？
等一下吃饭的时候我要检查。
Now I'm going to examine whether you do it or not before the meal。Lunch meal，
天天默想神的话
，Daily devotion and meditation，
就是我们天天来吃神的灵粮。
It's a daily feast of God's meal。
你吃了这个灵粮，你才有神的生命在你里面。
Feast on God's meal, then you will have life inside of you。
你的生命才会被神炼净。
And then your life will be consecrated by God.
你才知道你跟世界怎么样分别。
Then you'll know that you've been set apart from this world.
如果你对神的话随随便便
，So if you don't pay special attention to God's words,
神也必然随随便便待你。
Then God will not treat you in any special way.
因为轻忽神话语的人
，Because if you don't pay attention to God's words.
都是招致神愤怒的人。
Will result a wrath from God.
这是第一件事。
That's the first thing I want to remind you.
第二件事。
Second thing.
起来服侍神。
Stand up and serve the Lord.
神希望每个基督徒都起来服侍。
God wants all Christians to serve the Lord.
连他的儿子耶稣也不例外。
That includes Jesus Christ Himself.
耶稣说他到世间来不是受人的服侍。乃是服侍人。
Jesus said he come to this world is to serve people, not but not to be served.
神让人服侍他。
God wants people to serve him.
其实是神给每个基督徒的恩典。
It's actually a gift and blessing, grace to Christian.
耶稣说：“我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。”
Jesus said, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me."
服侍神的人，天父都要尊重他。
Whoever serves the Lord, God will honor him.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看
，Brothers and sisters,
圣经里还有什么地方说神？尊重人。
Is any other place in the Bible that recorded that God will honor us?
如果你找得到，来告诉我。
If you can find it, let me know.
如果神尊重人不是恩典，是什么
？If God honor us not because of salvation.
弟兄姐妹，让我们把服侍神当作日常生活的一部分。
Serving, let us serve the Lord as our daily things. In our life,
让这个成为我们生活的一部分
，so that serving the Lord become part of our life，
成为我们属灵的习惯
，and become a spiritual reality。
我刚来这个教会不久
，I have come to the church for a very short period of time。
但是我知道我们当中有人殷勤的服侍主
，but I know that there are people that serve the Lord diligently。
有人在各位看得见的地方服侍大家
，there's a people that serve the Lord publicly，
但是有更多的人在你看不见的地方默默的服侍你。
But there's other people that serve the Lord behind the scene，
默默的服侍神。
Behind the scene，
教会的麦克风自己会响吗
？Can microphone work on its own？
教会的冷暖气自己会运作吗
？Would the air conditioning turn on by itself？
教会的草都不会长吗
？Would the grass continue to stay short without mowing？
超级市场里的肉会自己煮熟到你的嘴巴里。
Would the supermarket become a meal on the table by itself？
如果没有人去卖场、去商店里传福音
，If nobody go to the grocery store and other place to spread gospel，
信主的人会到这里来吗
？Would people believers or non-believer come to the church？
这些都是弟兄姐妹。顺服神，起来服侍神的结果。
This is all the example that God people submit to God and serve the Lord.
这样的人，天父要尊重他。
These are the people that God will honor.
如果你到现在还不知道教会里有哪些事情需要你服侍，
If you don't know what are the things that you can serve the church,
请你来找我。
You can come and talk to me.
在我还在台湾的时候，
When I was back in Taiwan,
教会里有一位70多岁，今年恐怕要80岁的老伯伯。
There's a 70-year-old person.
他的程度绝对没有各位高。
He doesn't have much education.
知识程度绝对没有各位高。
He doesn't have a lot of knowledge.
这位老人家，这位老人家。
This person.
每天早上5点钟起床。
He woke up in the morning at 5 o'clock.
灵修祷告2个钟头。
Has devotion, prayer, and for 2 hours.
吃完早餐。
After the breakfast.
坐公车。
And he will take up the bus.
到教会来做义工。
To the church, to volunteer things at the church.
风雨无阻。
And nothing stopping.
天天如此。
Every day just like this.
如果碰到台风。
When typhoon and hurricane comes.
他常常是第一个到教会来的人。
He will be the first one, go to the church.
他做的事情。
The thing that he did.
从打扫，搬东西。
Typical custodian things and moving things around.
到去不同的地方跑腿。
And also serving some special errands in different places.
都欢喜快乐的做。
He was always do it with a happy heart.
没有一天间断。
And nothing stopped every day.
这样的人，神要尊重他。
These are the people that God will honor.
各位弟兄姐妹。我们都是得到神救赎
，Brother and sister, we've all been saved by God.
被神分别出来的人
and ，God set us apart from this world.
虽然我们每天都有很多要忙的事
，Now we know that even though we're all very busy with the things at hand.
也许忙于工作
，Maybe you're busy with the things you do, your job.
也许是学习
，And maybe your study.
也许是家务
，Maybe chores at house.
但是没有一件事情比养成属灵的习惯更重要。
But nothing is more important to develop a special spiritual habits.
因为我们是被神分别出来的。
Because we all been consecrated by God.
属他的子民。
We belong to Him.
你将来还要再见神的面。
And we will see our God again.
所以请大家记得这2个习惯。
So I'd like you to remember those two things that you have to do.
我要请大家一起说哪2件事。
I'd like you to repeat after me. What's the first thing?
说不出来的，等一下不准吃饭。
If you cannot repeat what I said, then you cannot have.
第一件是什么？
What's the first thing?
每天默想神话语30分钟。
Half hour meditation with of God's words.
第二个是什么？
Second thing.
起来服侍神。
Stand up and serve the Lord.
如果你只答对一样，等一下吃半碗饭。
If you only got one answer right, you can only have half the meal.
希望大家从今天开始。
So I really like to encourage everybody from today on.
把自己分别出来。
Set apart yourself.
养成这2个属灵的习惯。
Develop a very good, healthy spiritual habit.
我们一起来唱一首回应诗歌。
Let's sing together with responding hymn together.
在红色的诗歌本350页。
It will be on
350首。
It will be on your red hymn, number 350.
我已经决定。我们第一节先从中文来，翻到了吗？
我已经决定跟随主耶稣，我已经决定跟随主耶稣，永无反顾，义无反顾。
第二节我们用英文。
Thou hast come me, I still will follow, the one who with me.I will still follow, though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
第三节随便你唱。
在十字架背后，十字架在前面，十字架在背后，十字架在前面，十字架在背后，十字架在前头，永不回头，永不回头。
我们请思琴的姐妹继续帮我们轻轻的弹。好不好？我们每个人在上帝面前安静片刻。虽然今天是一个假期，可是我求上帝让大家的心归在这里。
Now let's have a moment of silence before the Lord. Close your eyes and bow your head.
我们真正在心里立下一个心志。
That we make a real determination in our heart.
我们要跟世界有分别。
We need to set apart ourselves from this world.
我们要养成属灵的习惯。
We want to develop a healthy spiritual habits.
紧紧地跟随神。
To follow our Lord.
以致世界无论怎样吸引我们。
So no matter what type of temptation from this world.
我们知道我们跟随的是谁。
We know that who's our Lord.
我们服侍的是谁。
Who are we serving?
我们吃喝的是谁？
What are we eating? And what are we drinking?
花一点点时间自己跟神祷告。
We need to spend a moment of silence of reflection.